Hello?
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
What kind of survey?
It's mostly a political survey.
Oh, just political.
Asking, yeah, just asking questions about candidates. So it's a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. First question of this one is does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
I work for Disney.
You're for Disney?
Is that considered a media company?
No.
Okay. All right.
That's good. You get the discounts when you go to Disneyland. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote for the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November the 5th? The first option is, I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. Third one, I'm somewhat likely to vote. Fourth, I am not very likely to vote. Fifth, I am not at all likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Yeah.
Thank you. With which political party are you?
I have to because it's a split household. I'm Republican and the wife is Democrat. So I have to vote. I can't. I don't have a choice. Man.
You're getting her mad, man.
It's a true story, though, man. Just the fact. You know, I wouldn't go, but since she's going, I got to go.
You'll be like, I'll show you.
I'm going to negate everything she did. Good grief. Sleeping with the enemy? That's this, man.
And with which political party are you registered? Democrat?
I'm the Republican. I'm ex-military, so.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And she's from California, so you know how that's going.
Yeah, no California there.
Yeah. I love the free love stuff, but the rest of it's got to go.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I've been married for 4 years.
And let me ask you, are you a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish speaking background?
No, I don't think so.
All right, thank you.
What is your name? Came right off the Caucasus Mountains. Almost vampire-like, man. I gotta avoid the sun, you know.
What is your main racial background? African-American, black, Asian, Asian-American, white, other?
The Caucasus Mountains, man. Right off the Caucasian, right off the mountain, as white as it can get.
Let me ask you, what is your age?
54.
All right, thank you. Let me see. First question on this one, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican
candidate?
All
Republican across the board.
Oh, okay, so let me see. For Republican, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican, or leaning slightly to the Republican.
No, 100% Republican.
Definitely vote for the Republican.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Now you will be given a list of some people, officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So the first one is Kamala Harris. Is this person very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of her?
Who the heck would say that? That's crazy. Never heard of her. Good grief, man.
Never know.
What you want me to say? I'm going to vote for her. Yes or no? No. I'm not. I know who she is, and not on this. No.
Okay. To you, is she somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable, or you have no opinion?
Oh, what's the top one?
First one is very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Oh no. Oh somewhat. No. Then the bottom one. Yeah. Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you. Next person will be Scott Boyd. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
I don't know who he is. I've never
heard of it.
Who is he?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Scott Boyd?
Yep. Oh, okay. Next one, then, it'll be...
It doesn't come up on my news channels.
Not yet.
Not
all
yet,
right.
Not yet.
And Carolina Amnesty. Is she very favorable, somewhat favorable, very somewhat unfavorable?
Now, that one's a wild one. I know who she is because her media marketing campaign is on point. I can't walk out my front door without some of her. She's pretty. I don't know what she stands for. But I honestly don't know who she is other than I just see her name everywhere. I don't know where she is on the stand. I don't know anything. Yeah, one of those. Like, I know who she is, but I don't know. Is she Republican? Because if she's going to Republican, going to Democrat, I mean, she'll get the vote. But I couldn't tell by the marketing which way she wanted to go.
Oh, okay. So basically, you heard of her, but you don't know which.
I've heard of her. Yeah, I don't
where
know.
She's
who,
aiming.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? There's politicians, man. They put a bunch of marketing stuff out, and they're scared to lean one way or the other. So they just kind of keep it vanilla. And you can't tell. It's like, well, is the red stripes a little bit darker than the blue background? You know, what's happening on this picture? I can't try to read into it too much. I don't know what's going on. Anyway.
All right. She's a Republican.
He is?
Yep.
Well, I guess I'll go for her then.
So will she be very favorable?
I'm just saying. I'm not anti-Democrat, man. I'm just saying. Last couple of years ain't been good, man. It's just like we need a regime change, man. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm for abortions and stuff like that. So I mean, they got me on that one. But all that other stuff they did, come on now.
That's the thing about this country, man. We get to change parties every few years.
Regime change, you gotta prevent the Caesars.
There you go.
Putin's, right? Yeah.
With Carolina, will she be for you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Oh no.
Unfavorable. Name. If her name is on the card and it's got an R next to it, I'll take it.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yeah. Oh, somewhat favorable. I mean,
right.
I might go in there and she might be like, you know, burn every woman who got an abortion. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. You know, there's some very right people. You know what I mean? Really, like, they get a little religious-y on the right side, man. You know what I mean? It's true, man. There's evils on both sides, man.
That's true. And next one would be Aaron Huntley. Is this person very favorable?
I don't know who it is.
No?
I have no idea. Who is this? Democrat? Republican?
Republican.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, again, I don't, if they're like, I mean.
I've never heard of this.
Couldn't tell me. No, I haven't heard of him, but I'm going to probably vote. When I don't hear about it, I just go down, party lines.
Oh, okay.
Unless I know they're far right, you know, like Mike Pence, then they ain't getting my vote, man. We ain't going there, man.
Never seen that guy anymore, man.
you really don't, man.
And Leonard Spencer, is this person very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of them. All right.
Is he Republican?
No.
Are these all Florida people?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
So next one will be, next question. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
How can anybody vote for Kamala? I just don't understand it. I've never seen such a, I mean, she's a prosecutor, man. She's like, she puts people in jail. No. Mm-mm. Her whole job was to put people in jail. There's no way. And then, you know, when she talks, man, you're like, I don't think people who went up before her got a fair shake, man, because I don't think she's, anyhow. She don't seem like an A student, so to speak.
All right. So this one,
I'm so glad you called. You know what I'm doing? Let me tell you what I'm doing right now. Let me tell you. I'm standing in a parking lot at a comic book store while my 12-year-old is inside playing Magic the Gathering because we needed to skip gymnastics because he's level 7. And he just said, Dad, I just need a break. I was like, okay. So he usually goes 5 days a week to gymnastics. So we're skipping gymnastics and we're over here at a comic book store playing card games. Yeah.
So he must be what, Pokemon? He plays Pokemon cards?
Nah, he plays Magic the Gathering.
Oh, now? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he plays Magic the Gathering. Yeah. Have you heard of that?
No, the only one I'm just familiar
it's
with.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons, but on cards.
Never heard of
it's
that.
It's wild, man. Oh, the last one I haven't heard of that. Oh,
no, the last
okay.
one I did is the Yu-Gi-Oh, man. That's the last
oh,
one
yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah.
I'll say
what, man. This magic thing is bigger than Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon put together.
Nah, I'm going to check it out, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You want to know how crazy it is? It is so crazy. I got a 30-year-old son. I'm 54. I got a 30-year-old son. All he does is he does that for a living. He buys and sells those cards like he buys it for pennies on the dollar and sells it for dollars. It's wild. And he does that for a living. Cards. A freaking card game.
Yeah, man. You just got to be lucky and find the right one. I used to collect a lot of basketball cards.
Basketball. Oh, yeah. You got any Jordans?
I used to. I don't even know anymore, man. I don't know what my kid did to my car.
Yeah.
I don't get mad because you're not supposed to get mad at your kids. Don't matter what it is.
Yeah.
But I was like, whatever, man. I hardly ever watch basketball anymore. So that's the problem. Yeah. All right. And next question will be, and will you say you are definitely voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely voting for Donald Trump.
All right. And if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican candidate.
All right, perfect. And would you say that you are definitely voting for Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
All right, thank you. As you may know, the Republican state representative, Carolina Amstey, was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges.
Was she really?
Torture.
Carolina, the girl we're talking about, she was arrested?
Yep.
That's awesome. What'd she go for?
And so this will be on 4 felony charges of perjury, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty will face up to 20 years prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied all wrongdoings. This false charges were created by her political opponent and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Republican. I'm going to still vote for her.
All right.
I'm still going to vote for her, right?
And
I mean, all the crap Trump did, I'm still voting for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, freaking Bill Clinton shoved cigars up that woman's whatever, and all they did was impeach him. They didn't kick him out. He's fine. He didn't go to jail.
You know, there is so many songs about Clinton.
That girl was smart, too. She's like, oh, I got some DNA on this dress. I'm hanging on to this thing. Like, she was planning, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get some much money also.
Like a nightmare. Like my golden ticket right here. But take that dress and stick it in a Ziploc bag and give it to a reporter. What the hell? That's some Russian... What was that movie called with that Jennifer Lawrence was in? Remember that? She was like a KGB spy. She had to go around sleeping with people. What was the name of that movie? Anyway.
I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you gotta watch it.
I'm gonna check it out.
Sorry, man, I'm watching Preacher right now. Preacher on Netflix. It's the move. You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Unless you're religious. If you don't like blasphemy, don't watch it. But if you don't mind, you know, like, God getting fucked in the ass, dressed as a dog, hey, it's that Seth Rogen kind of comedy, man. It's great. It's great stuff, man.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. It's good.
Preacher?
Yep.
Preacher? It's like 4 seasons. You seen it?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
I've seen Netflix. And mostly everybody has Netflix. I'm about to cancel Netflix, man. They're getting too crazy now.
They're getting a little pricey. Yeah, but I don't need you to do that because I got some stocks in them. So just hang on for that a little bit longer, man. A little longer, man. Wait till after December, then cancel. Yeah.
Waiting for your dividends, man.
Oh, man, I'm hitting those dividends like mad, man. NVDY, freaking... Over 20%? Oh my God. It's the move, man. NVDY, look at it. It's paying monthly. Monthly. And this thing's like banging out like 3% a month in dividends.
NDY.
NVDY. NVDY. It's an ETF. And under that, it's NVD, it's NVIDIA, but it's an ETF, so they're selling synthetics. And they're paying, oh my God, it's like, pretty money, man. Pretty dividends. Anyway, take a look at it. Go to YieldMax. YieldMax. And check it out. No, I don't need any flowers, man. What am I going to do with the flowers? Well, I'm not giving you any money, man. Just good luck with your flowers, man. I think I'm going back inside, man. There's Target out here.
Sorry, let me read you the other questions then right here. And will you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Yes, I will vote for her.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Due to state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
The Republican.
All right. Thank you. And will you say that you were definitely voting for...
Huntley? Did you say Huntley? Is that his name?
Aaron Huntley.
Oh, Huntley. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was like,
people have some weird names, man.
Yeah.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely. Sorry. All right. I got the other word.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Scott Boyd.
Thank you.
Scott Boyd,
And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Scott
Boyd? Definitely voting. Definitely.
All right. Thank you. You will be now asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only.
Okay.
And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
I voted Trump.
All right. Thank you. Then when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say first option is always vote Democrat, second, usually vote Democrat, third, vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, fourth, usually vote for Republicans, and fifth, always vote Republicans?
Always vote Republicans.
All right. Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Oh, man. That's wild, right? Like, I mean, I'm against the Republicans on abortion, but I'm with the Republicans on the illegal immigrants. Let's go moderate.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Because you know what? There are some Democrats out there I would vote for. Like that Robert, was it Robert Kennedy? No, RFK. I was really giving him a good hard look because he sounded right, except his voice, but he had the right, he had some good ideas. Yeah, other than, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I started looking at this guy because you know the last name.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It might have.
He's royalty, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You watched Preacher. You watched the whole show Preacher.
I started watching it, but on and off, I'm not really hooked into it.
It's four seasons and 10 episodes, and they're an hour long each. It's taking me some time to get through it.
I was like in between, because my girl, she was telling me about some other, series. I started watching The Shameless. I was watching Preacher, then I moved to Shameless. I think you've seen that one, right?
Yeah.
I got a bit hooked on Shameless. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
all right. Tell me these demographics. What do you want to know?
Next one. Next question. Then it'll be, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Oh, I got my master's.
All right. That's great. That's great.
Disney paid for it too. They're called golden handcuffs. You know what that means? They paid from my master's degree, and from the time of the last course, you owe Disney 3 years. If I quit before 3 years, I gotta pay it back.
Cool.
Golden handcuffs. Yeah. It's alright. I like Disney. It's better, in Orlando, it's timeshare everywhere. It's better than selling timeshare. Good grief.
Yeah, Disney has a pretty nice grip right there.
it's pretty nice. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, I got into the one in California. I've not been down to Florida. My sister went with her boyfriend down there. But
you live in California?
No, I went to the one in California.
Oh, okay.
I got company.
Where are you now?
Our company headquarters is right here in Miami.
Oh, you're in Miami. Okay.
I got family members, so I was like, it's a good time to go visit them. And
when I was young and dumb, I was down in Miami on a business trip. Y'all got a place down there called the Pink Pussycat. And, I have fond memories. Fond memories. Yes.
Hey. Well,
remember that song Chris Rock sang? Remember that Chris Rock's like, there's no sex in the champagne room? You remember that song? Or you remember that?
No, never. I've not heard
maybe
that.
Maybe you're
one.
Too young. You don't know that one. Okay.
You say, what was the name of the singer? Chris Rock?
Yeah. Chris Rock has a joke called, there's no sex in the champagne room.
Oh, I never.
Yeah. I always think of that when I think of Miami and the Pink Pussycat where I went. I was like, golly, man.
It's funny. This guy is a bit funny, but I'm mostly into the Chappelle guy. He's crazy.
Oh my God, Dave Chappelle's amazing. He's amazing. Yeah, crazy. I love this story about when he was rushed on stage. Did you ever hear him tell that story?
Yeah, I'll be watching on Netflix that one.
Yeah. When he tells the story about what happened, how what was it? P. Diddy was over there, stopped the guy, and put a beat down on that guy. I love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I've been watching his shows. I've been watching this guy for quite a while. It's been pretty cool. I used to like his show. I used to like the pimp show, the sketch he did about pimps. That was funny.
Yeah, that was amazing. Man, the Miami, man, that place is wild, right? That place
is getting
like almost another country down there.
Yeah, overpopulated right now, that's true.
Yeah, it's crazy. You must speak Spanish.
Yeah, man.
You speak Spanish. I need to learn Spanish. Well, you want to know what, though? I live in Celebration, like right here on the corner where Disney's at, and it's all Portuguese. They're everywhere. It's freaking Brazilians everywhere, man.
Man.
Yeah, and then you leave my community, and then it turns all into Puerto Rico. Yeah. It's like an island of Brazilians. And then, yeah, it's crazy. It's funny, when I moved into Celebration, it was the whole damn the whole neighborhood was Brits. It was like Brits came over here like 2005, I think it was, when we bought our house there. There was just Brits everywhere. Everybody had a freaking crazy accent. And they even had a tea shop down the downtown area with the phone booth, the whole thing. But slowly they just migrated out and all these Brazilians came in. It was wild.
There you go. Hopefully you see more girls than guys, man.
Yeah. I'll tell you, even the men are pretty, right? The Brazilian men. Jesus Christ. I'm like, look at them. They ain't got a chance for these freaking guys walking around. They play. I've never seen guys play volleyball with no hands. You ever seen this? This is wild, man.
Like volleyball? Something like that.
With their feet. They stand in the back and they kick it over the net, and the guys on the other side are kicking it with their feet, no hands. It's just a lot of feet and a lot of hands. Volleyball. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, pretty flexible.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen some videos. It's just amazing what they do.
Oh, yeah. My son does capoeira now. You know what that is? Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It's like dance fighting. They don't actually touch each other.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Yeah. You speak Spanish or Portuguese?
No, Spanish.
A little bit of Spanish, yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right then, sir. Then, I would like to thank you for, you know, taking your time and helping us out with the survey.
Hey, man, I enjoyed talking to you, man. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for your help.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.